MLB, NBA, NHL, NFL, Score Big has all the sports tickets you want at up to 60% off. It's easy to use. I've used it myself. All you got to do is log on to sportsgamblingpodcast.com and click the Score Big icon. Score Big, the lead pipe lock for great game tickets. Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I am Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. Ryan, please explain to me why Yasiel Puig is not in the All-Star game this season. Explain it to me. Baseball, you're doing everything you can to fuck up your own sport. Literally, you have this biogenesis scandal, these PEDs that's going to take down guys like Ryan Braun, going to take down guys like A-Rod, who's already been disgraced, but why not cushion the blow with the guy who's kind of the hottest player right now, or one of the hottest players, interesting story, kind of a character? Why not let Yasiel Puig in the All-Star game? I have not been given an answer. What is it? Is there literally like an at-bat total that they wouldn't make an exemption for? I guess he didn't win the fan vote for some reason.
Well, let me defer to your beloved Phillies closer, Jonathan Papelbon. Quote, "To me, it's an absolute joke," Papelbon told MLB Network Radio when asked about Puig's All-Star candidacy. "It's really kind of stupid if you ask me." So Papelbon goes on to say, "The guy's got a month. I don't even think he's got a month in the big leagues. Just comparing him to this and that and saying he's going to make the All-Star team, that's a joke to me." What's Papelbon talking about?
No idea there. No idea. I did like that. No, because did fire up. They kept playing that.
He actually goes one more thing. He goes on to say this. "It's just really what happens in baseball when," pause, "to me, it really does an injustice to the veteran players that have been in the game for 8, 9, 10+ years. It kind of does them an injustice because we've worked so hard to stay there." What the fuck does that have to do?
Yeah, vote. Let us be in the All-Star game because we're old. That's a great thing about sports. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. No one gives a fuck. All it comes down to is, can you produce or can you not produce? Right now, Jonathan Papelbon, the last thing he should be doing is criticizing anyone's ability to play baseball, the way he's blowing saves left and right out in the city of brotherly love. Ryan, it's just like, I understand if maybe Yasiel Puig only had a couple weeks or something like that, but the guy, I mean, don't you... The All-Star break is about showcasing the best players in the game. I think it's realistic to put him in there right now.
To be fair, he does only have 5 weeks, I think, maybe six. But, first of all...
Didn't he also set one of the highest averages?
Yeah, he's been basically, he set or is close to setting the, you know, through his first 50 at-bats, batting average and RBIs and things like that. Now, all of that being said, at the end of the day, it's a fucking game. For some reason, it counts. The winner gets home field.
I know. Which I mean, I guess we got something.
That's a great reason to not have Puig be in it. Like, all right, he maybe isn't one of the best 26 players, and this game does count. So I can see that argument.
Oh,
if that's what you feel.
Okay.
But he probably is better than some of the guys on the roster. And if it was such a big deal and you had to have the best player, you know why he's not on it at the end of the day? It's not because the fans didn't vote him in. It's not because baseball is being a bunch of douchebags. Well, directly. It's because you have to have a player from each team on the All-Star team. That's why Yasiel Puig is not playing in the All-Star game.
It's a tragedy. Well, and also it is funny. I mean, I guess we're guilty of it a little bit here, but it's because it's so frustrating that it finally came down that he's not in the game. But the past 2 weeks, this is all people have been talking about is whether or not Yasiel Puig should be in the All-Star game. Really, it's coming down to one at-bat.
Yeah, and Freeman. Yeah, the guy probably played for one at-bat, like you said. But Freeman also, the guy who beat him out in the vote, he just hurt his wrist and won't be playing. So who knows? Maybe it'll be a late addition.
Travesty, Ryan. Travesty.
Well, it's just...
it's annoying. Yasiel Puig is very fun to watch. Can't mention how fun Yasiel Puig is to watch.
I mean, as a baseball, as someone who probably watches more baseball than the average fan, I have the MLB at bat package or whatever it's called. Watch it at work, on the phone, on the iPad, at home. I watch a lot of baseball games. Now, besides, in terms of guys that are pure fun to watch, he's got to be on the list. He does everything. I mean, I really like watching Denard Span play outfield. He goes really hard. But he's not much of a bat. Andrew McCutchen does a lot of everything, and he's got the dread, so it looks cool. But Yasiel Puig, I mean, look, for those of us who grew up in a time when our childhood aligned with Bo Jackson becoming awesome,
yes,
he very much reminds me of watching Bo Jackson. Or, I mean, to be honest with you, there's only been a couple people in my life that I feel like I've had to go watch. Or I've had to stop what I'm doing and check this guy out. And... Puig is one of them.
Crazy.
Right now. Small sample size. But exactly. Right now, but he's the most exciting person in sports right now.
Just from a commissioner's standpoint, don't you figure out a way to get Puig in the All-Star game?
Bigger story than Dwight Howard leaving the Lakers.
Yeah.
That says a lot in L.A. when Lakers – this is a Lakers city.
Yeah.
And Puig is taking over the headlines over a lot of, you know, Meta World Peace. Meta World Peace – gets amnestied.
Well, it's like they're not even taking his arena football talk seriously, right?
Oh, well, I guess we should touch on that, right?
Okay, real quick. Yeah, Meta World Peace got amnestied.
And as part of the amnesty, Ron Artest, if he goes to another team, the team that owes him, something happens with the money, the way the money gets paid. Like, he can only make so much of the amnesty money now. But if he goes and plays in China... or plays in a different sport, he gets to keep all that money plus whatever the team pays him.
So he's trying to act crazy so teams won't sign him.
I don't think he's acting crazy. He just told Pete. He said he said flat out, please don't try to sign me.
So, but if he, but let's
he
say,
can say no.
Let's say the Raptors try and sign him, and he says no, I want to play in China. That doesn't affect his amnesty money. He
no.
would still get the
so free.
Why
he's a free
in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, odds are he'd get a nice sum of money to go get reunited with Yao Ming.
Oh, well, oh, Ryan, did you see that? Kirilenko? Did you see that story?
No.
What's the Nets owner's name?
Oh, the Russian playboy?
Yeah.
I don't know his name.
He basically signed the dude from the Timberwolves, who was set to make $10 million a year. He signed him for $3 million a year. And they're talking, and they're both from Russia.
Oh, you think he's got his family kidnapped somewhere or something?
Well, they think there's some shady backdoor deals going on in Russia. I mean, really, like, what does it take for this guy, who's a billionaire, just to move some rubles from one account to another overseas?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that guy's already been alleged to do some shady stuff, but I don't know.
Why would you take a $7 million pay cut in the NBA?
Although now, flashing across the ticker as we speak... Metal World Peace hoping to join Knicks.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, who knows? Metal World Peace, open book, crazy guy.
Yeah, I don't know. In other news.
All right, let's check out MLB All-Star Game.
Well, hold on. Before you start.
Yeah.
The biggest news story probably of the weekend is, and also a very funny headline, U.S. sprinter gay tested positive. Which, can we... And Powell, the second best guy in Jamaica. But it's just funny to see Gay test positive.
His last name's Gay.
Great. Yeah, Tyson Gay. Probably the best U.S. sprinter. But, you know, they all cheat. Anyway.
MLB All-Star Game. We got... Well, let's do the Home Run Derby.
Home Run Derby it is. Speaking of the Home Run Derby, one of the contestants in the Home Run Derby, Robinson Cano, recently just signed his first endorsement deal... through
Jay-Z's.
Rock Nation Sports.
Rock Nation.
All right, Sean. So, as we know, They've created some fucking stupid format where it's like National League versus American League or some dumb shit like that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. And why do they have to fuck with the home run derby?
Well, whatever. But they have team captains, right?
Okay.
And for some reason, David Wright gets to be a captain because the game is being played at Citi Field. So David Wright leads up the National League squad at 8-1. With somehow Michael Kadire is on the don't understand this. In my opinion, there should just be certain guys that go to the home run derby every year. Hmm. Mike Stanton on the Marlins hits it a mile.
I don't know. I think maybe just do it the top 10 guys.
Yeah, why not just take the top? Look at the list. Top 8 home runs. Go. Boom.
Yeah. Why is a guy like Dominic Brown? Why is he not in the home run derby?
Exactly. Michael, why is Michael Kadire there? He has like 12.
Yeah, I mean,
and Dominic Brown fits because he's a young guy. I mean, he would love to do it. It's just dumb. I think they made David Wright a captain this year, who also has like 12 or 13 because of how much Robinson Cano got booed last year because he didn't pick Billy Butler for the Royals. Anyway, David Wright 8-1, Michael Kadire 10-1. Look, these guys have no chance to and Giancarlo Stanton and Dominic Brown should be on this team.
I think we won the home run derby, Ryan, last year, if I'm correct.
I think we did. I don't know. I don't remember. Then one of the replacements, replacing Carlos Gonzalez, Pedro Alvarez, who, if you've not watched this kid play in Pittsburgh, he hits the ball a mile. He's at 5-1. He's actually one of these young kids that you got to go young, I feel like, in the
hungry.
And then Bryce Harper, plus 385. Don't like that at all. Bryce Harper's hurt right now. He's still...
Pedro Alvarez is what, plus 500?
5-1, yeah.
Okay.
All right, on the American League side, captain Robinson Cano. He's not going to win. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, he's a great hitter. Probably not the best hitter for a home run competition. Prince Fielder, plus 350.
Ooh.
He's always good for these, but you got to be careful because he gets
coming
a little tired
at
the end.
On
yeah.
the scale
yeah.
and the betting line.
Next up, Cespedes. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his first name. Cuban kid on Oakland. He crushes the ball too. 5-1. Seems he's another guy that could win it just because he might not understand that it doesn't mean anything and just goes out there. And then, kind of like Josh Hamilton, then he's a little. You need a little retardedness to. And then Chris Davis, plus 325.
All right, Ryan, I think I got my pick in my head. I'll go. I like Pedro Alvarez.
Yeah,
plus 500.
That's who I was gonna. I was actually gonna suggest a little on Alvarez, a little on Cespedes.
Maybe $50 on each of those guys.
They're both 5-1. They both hit the ball. I mean. Pedro Alvarez, in terms of guys on this list that can hit the ball the furthest, Alvarez is probably the only guy who can legitimately hit the ball as far as Prince Fielder.
Yeah.
But Cespedes can hit the ball pretty far, too. So I'm going to go with those two. I like the 8-1. I don't think Wright or Kadire has a chance. I have a feeling Harper is not going to show well at all. He's going to hit a bunch of line drives. Although Bryce Harper, in his early days, like it was the legend of Bryce Harper. He was hitting 500-foot shots with a wooden bat in like junior college in Nevada. So, who knows? But I wouldn't lay the – he shouldn't be a favorite like that. And like I said, Cano's probably not going to win. Fielder's the guy I'd be scared for.
But you don't like him at plus 350?
I probably wouldn't. I'd rather go Alvarez and Cespedes if I'm doing one.
Yeah, I like the idea of the young guys who are hungry.
Yeah, those are definitely – well, Harper's young and hungry too, but I feel like he's toned it down a bit since that injury where he ran into the fence.
Yeah, well, he consciously said he's – I forget how he phrased it, but basically he said, yeah, I realize I got to be healthy and can't hurt my team by getting injured. Which
it's that like Blake Griffin thing. Fan, like, you gotta teach him to settle down a little bit just so – you know, you playing at 90% for 160 games is better than you playing at 100% for 120 games.
Exactly. All right, Ryan, let's move over to the game itself.
Well, as you know, Sean, the All-Star games in general are places where you want to pound the over.
Yeah.
Except for baseball. Because in baseball, it's all good pitching.
That is true.
And pitching beats hitting.
That is true. That's a good...
It's just in general. Like, typically, Pro Bowl, hockey All-Star game, NBA All-Star, you want to go the over. Now, MLB, and the number's always nice. Over under 8. Now, typically, when you have aces going against each other, you're looking at something between 6 and 7.5. So you're getting anywhere from 0.5 to 2 points just because it's an All-Star game, basically, and there's better bats.
Yeah.
But I still think at the end of the day, the All-Star game will come down to some sort of, you know, 4-2, 3-2 type game. So the over-under's 8.
Well, Citi Field, too, especially.
Pitcher's Park. The money line is National League -132, American League +112, with the run line sitting at -180, +1.5 for the American League, and -1.5, +160 for the National League. First five, also interesting. American League +110, National League -130, but over-under is 4.5. I would probably take the under for both.
For the first five and for the game?
Yeah.
Now, the first five, is it first five complete innings?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, my big bet will be on the under.
Yeah. No, you sold me on that pick, Ryan. I like that idea.
It just makes sense. You have the best pitchers in baseball going.
And then in general, if you're thinking team, I don't know. I don't think there's any value in laying juice on an All-Star team. So I like American League here.
Well, that's the other rule of All-Star games that stays consistent with this. Just take the dog.
Yeah.
Why would you ever take a huge favorite in a – not a huge favorite, but why take a favorite in a
What's the +1.5 run line? What did you say?
-180.
Tie that into the under?
Oh, well, that would be interesting.
+1.5, -180.
I'm just going to go under.
Yeah, no, you're probably right.
Hey, you know,
it's at 8 right now.
It's at 8.
-110?
Yeah.
I like it. Feel good about it.
Tuesday, do we even know who the starters are?
I feel like they don't announce that till Monday, right?
Yeah.
We're taping this Sunday night.
So I don't know. What's next, Sean? That's pretty much it for golf.
Yeah, we got the British Open coming up. It is it's fun to try and stay up that Wednesday, Thursday night because, especially if you're on the West Coast, I think they basically tee off like 3 a.m. West Coast time. So sometimes if you're coming back from a bar or something, crack a couple cold ones, you can stay up and catch the British Open live.
Yeah.
And Ryan, you can do that in style by wearing a Sports Gambling Podcast t-shirt.
Whoa!
All you do is go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com, click the merch button. It's real easy. $20. We have large. We have extra large. Shipping and handling is included for the continental U.S. Got a lot of compliments on my t-shirts, Ryan, wearing it around town. Super comfortable. I've washed it plenty of times. Isn't fading. High quality merch.
Yeah. And all in-house. Designed by my mom.
What's more?
Does that sound weird?
What's more? Mom, can you help us with our gambling show?
Yeah, we live at my mom's house.
Ryan, really, football. Countdown to football is on. What are we talking about right now? It's
Literally,
I think
that's
July
a great 22nd.
Question.
And if any of our listeners have that same question, I recommend you bookmark this, maybe make it your homepage. How many days until football.com? 53, Sean.
Damn, it's getting close.
53.
But really, we're a lot closer than that because rookies report to training camp, I think, July 22nd.
Oh, training camps are going to start at the end of next week.
Yeah.
And Hard Knocks starts early August.
Hall of Fame game. Ryan, give me the...
Hall of Fame game is in early August.
Oh, can't wait till we start laying some money.
Let's stop here. I should promo. The Sports Gambling Podcast will have a presence opening weekend in Vegas.
In Vegas.
I will be out there.
I will...
Participating in a live draft for a high-limit fantasy football league. if you see... Yeah. No, that's going to be a fun trip. Football. Anyway, back to golf.
Okay. British Open.
Well, we just played some golf, Sean.
Yeah, we did. Did not have a good round. Hacking it up. Ryan, you had an amazing
I had, like, the best round of my life.
Shot an 86.
85, Sean.
85, wow, sorry.
To shave those strokes. 85 at a fairly tough course. Anyway, so I don't know, golf. So the only real news is two things. Tiger Woods is out at Murray? Do you know the name of the course?
No.
Yeah, I don't really know. Anyway, he was out there playing an early practice round, and the other news is that Phil Mickelson just won the Scottish Open.
Oh, okay.
Very interesting. So Lefty's got a little momentum.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like that doesn't play in golf tournaments because it's a 4-day thing.
All right, well let's so Woods 7-1.
No value in Woods. No value.
Mickelson 18-1. Seems high, even, you know, just because he won, but who knows? And then you got Justin Rose 22-1. McIlroy, Westwood, and Luke Donald at 25-1, along with Ernie Els, Graham McDonald, and Adam Scott, all 25-1. Jason Day, Sergio Garcia, Charles Schwartzel, and Dustin Johnson, Brant Snedeker, all 30-1. Harrington, Oosthuizen, Ricky Fowler, Matt Kuchar, Hunter Mahon, Jason Duffner, Ian Poulter, all at 40-1. That's pretty much where you stop. Anyway, what do you think, Sean?
Well, let's see here. I feel like you got to go European here, maybe.
That's yeah, it does. Range. It does feel like that's a smart thing to do.
I don't know. Just from a value perspective, strictly value, Rory McIlroy is still the number two golfer.
Yes.
25-1.
Yes.
I like that. I feel like Rory's bound to rebound. I'm thinking about it more like, I don't know, what was his over-under on wins for the season or his over-under for
majors?
Yeah,
boy, am I regretting not betting zero at minus 200 over whatever it was.
Yeah, that would have been a great play because now you're getting it at 25-1. Or.
Well, and to be honest with you, looking at what other sites have him at, he seems to be a consensus 12-1. So I don't know if we're just
we have some inside information or.
Well, this is. I mean, I'm pulling lines from sportsbook.com. I mean, that's like a big set. So, yeah, it would seem like McIlroy should be more in the teens.
Yeah, I just like that as a value pick, honestly. And I feel like Rory McIlroy grew up playing in these conditions. He's going to feel comfortable out there, and I think the pressure has been taken off of McIlroy. The spotlight's. The spotlight's really nowhere now in golf, but it's certainly not on McIlroy. He's gotten some chance to breathe. Maybe he won't be getting fucked up, and he'll come in and shoot a good round. I like him at 25-1.
It's got to be so hard to not be just getting fucked up and banging ladies. I just censored myself a little bit there.
Well, I like that, Ryan. It's a classy program.
Is it?
Mom checks it out.
Oh.
Who are you feeling for the British Open?
I don't know. I feel like I'm a little crazy, but I kind of want to go. I feel like Graham McDowell always plays well at these events.
He's another guy. I like.
Adam Scott's been playing really well.
And what did you say? Schwartzel was at 30-1.
Adam Scott. By the way, did you see the news? PGA after the year 2014 or 2015, they're banning
the long putter,
those anchored putters.
Now, what's the reason? Did they give one?
It's an advantage that will become an unfair advantage. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, think about it. When you ever try to putt with one of those things, it's easier because all you have to do is move it. You don't have to also – you don't hold it. So it
– But then why doesn't everyone use it?
Because it's weird. It feels – yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't really
– That's what I'm saying. It's like if it was such a competitive advantage, then more people would be using it. But that being said, I'm glad they got rid of them.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's always fun to root for Ricky Fowler and Dustin Johnson. Those are.
But that's what I'm saying. These guys. Why would you not take a guy like?
Well, I guess I don't know much. It's Muir Field, Muir Field.
Yeah, they have these crazy ass giant bunkers.
But I wonder if it's one of those courses. Like, yeah, I don't know.
I think it's way more about accuracy.
Yeah, that's why the guys who aren't the big hitters. Justin Rose, in particular. He's like a perfect game for that. I don't know. It's just Jason Day's been playing really well. I mean, even like Charles Schwartzel is another guy who might be good for the course. I don't know. I'm gonna throw two picks out there. Oh, our boy Jason Duffner's there.
Really?
Yeah.
He's the hillbilly guy, right?
I don't know if he's a huge hillbilly, but he definitely plays with a giant lipper in.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we like.
We should probably back that guy, right?
What's he at?
40-1.
All right.
I'm not gonna take any of these European guys, even though if I was Graham McDowell, actually let's just do that. Let's do Graham McDowell and Jason Duffner. Those are my two guys. I don't know why I like Graham McDowell so much.
All right, I'll throw in a little sprinkle on McDowell, but I like McIlroy, McDowell, and Duffner.
Okay.
So they're like, you know.
Yeah. So actually, I'm gonna do the same thing. So let's say we're
make it three official.
Let's say
picks.
we're playing with a theoretical $100, Sean.
Okay.
I'm gonna put at 40-1, Jason Duffner. He's gonna get $30. And then at 30-1, Dustin Johnson is gonna get $30. And then Graham McDonald is gonna get $40 at 25-1. So I will win $1,200, or $1,000.
So it's Duffner, McIlroy.
Duffner.
McIlroy.
No. Duffner, Dustin Johnson, and Graham McDowell for me.
Okay.
Dustin Johnson, another one of my favorites.
I'll go Graham McDowell. I'll sprinkle. Let's see. What was he? He was 40-1?
25. Who? Graham McDowell? 25-1.
Really?
Yeah. This is his kind of course.
All right. Throw 30 on him. 30 on Rory McIlroy. Or no, sorry. 40 on each of Rory McIlroy and Graham McDowell.
All right, to win a grand each.
Yes, and then 20 on Duffner.
Okay.
40-1.
Nice.
Sounds like a winning proposition, Ryan.
It does.
Oh, man. Just can't wait for football, you guys.
Anything else going on in sports?
I don't know. Any other big stories? I feel like this is traditionally just this dead time. We didn't even...
The Dwight Howard going to Houston. We talked about that. I'll repeat what I said. They will be in the...
I'll definitely take Houston won't be in the finals prop bet.
No, I said they will definitely be in the conference finals, but probably the finals. So
no, I'll take that they won't be in the conference finals.
Oh, interesting. I'd take that bet with you.
All right.
I don't know. What else?
Well, there's just more news of the Aaron Hernandez trial. He freaked out on the cops when they showed up.
Pro Football Hall of Fame removed a picture of him.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow, they're not messing around.
Nope.
Robert Kraft said he was duped. And someone was, I think it was Chris Mannix was filling in for Dan Patrick and was like, oh, I don't know if he was duped, blah, blah, blah. It's like really, in defense of Robert Kraft, A, I mean, who can see this guy's going to be a murderer? But B, like, he really can't win if you cut the guy because he... seemingly has character problems and hangs out with bad people, then you're like a racist.
Yep.
Or like this guy who's against people with tattoos. You're cutting him because he hangs out with undesirables?
Yeah.
Those are his friends that he grew up with.
Yeah,
then you're a racist who's getting rid of a good player. And then this happens, and now it's like, well, there were signs.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we just need to invent pre-crime, like in that Tom Cruise movie, Minority Report.
Yeah, pre-crime would have been able to stop Trayvon Martin from attacking
Zimmerman. Oh, whoa, Sean. This is a sports show. Why are you getting so political?
I'm kidding. That was just the poorly timed joke. All right, Ryan, anything else? I feel like we're hitting on all the...
What is that cop-out white guy thing that to say about Trayvon Martin? Our prayers go out to his family, but we support the judgment that placed down by the courts.
Yeah, that was the...
like, what?
His defense lawyers were a trip. I mean, after the case, like, they're just doing everything they can not to be being with Brad.
One other thing, I think we saw it while we were eating after a round of golf today. A fan at the Cleveland Indian game caught 4 foul balls today.
Dude, that
that's always
crazy.
Exciting. I mean, that's the odds of that happening have got to be astronomical. I've caught 1 foul ball in my life.
Never caught a foul ball. I mean, the guy's a season ticket holder, so he's due. But even 2 foul balls in one game would be crazy odds.
2 foul balls in a season would be crazy.
Yeah. Let alone, wait, who's that? Was that Dennis Rodman who caught a foul ball like two foul balls at an Angels game or something?
Oh, I don't know.
There's some crazy story about him. Or no, was that Charlie Sheen? Sorry, I get a mix up. But like Charlie Sheen bought out like the entire left field.
Just to get a
just
home
to
run.
Try and get a foul ball and didn't get one.
Yeah, I thought you might have been confused because Dennis Rodman's been in North Korea for the past year working
on
peace.
Solving our diplomacy issues. Oh, Ryan, quick personal note. For my birthday, I got a Chuck Bednarik autographed jersey. So
really?
Yeah, pretty cool.
Wow. When was it autographed? Is he still alive?
Yeah, it was autographed at the Hall of
Fame.
And
for all the listeners, some people might not know who Chuck Bednarik is.
Well, if they consider themselves sports fans, then surely they would know Chuck Bednarik, the last of the 60-Minute Men.
Oh.
Real hard-nosed dude from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Philadelphia Eagle, played both ways, dominated, Hall of Famer, class act.
Isn't saying someone plays both ways and from Philly kind of redundant? Zing.
Well, Ryan, that's really inappropriate. You're really going off the lines here. Off the rails.
I just like to send my prayers out to all the families of people who were offended there.
Listen, I don't support the joke. What's done is done. That was a travesty. It's time to move on. All right, Ryan, I think it is time to move on. We covered everything going on in sports. Next week, preview an NFL training camp.
Yes.
Fantasy football right around the corner.
Whoa.
Our heads are going to be exploded with all the action.
Sean just had a great idea.
Well,
should we
that?
Try to spin up a little sports gambling podcast, Fantasy Football League?
Yeah.
See if we can fill it up?
Yeah, I'm down.
Offer some prizes?
Hell yeah. Some free t-shirts, swag.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe you can work out a gift card for Score Big.
Oh.
Good times, Ryan.
All right.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in the podcast. Check us out. Stitcher, iTunes, Facebook. We are now on Facebook, Twitter. Like, review, rate, share. Thank you, guys, for the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green. He is Ryan.
Real money.
Kramer, let it ride.